Penetanguishene wants to go green. At least when it comes to the revised town dock project. A special meeting was held recently with roughly a dozen audience members attending in council chambers, where a brief summary of the Penetanguishene town dock's history and decisions was provided by several members of staff. The intent was to get direction from council on where to guide staff and the Technical Advisory Committee, TAC, primarily regarding three key aspects: parking, green spaces, and recreational opportunities. Within the presentation, a slide pertaining to a council update from November 2021 was shown. The image included proposed items such as a circular waterfront promenade, the relocation of the Tourist Information Center with an additional public plaza area, parking rearrangements, and many other adjustments. As committee members were being asked if they wanted an increase, a decrease, or for there to be no change to the evening's proposal for those three items, the November 2021 slide caused Count Bonita Desroches to ask for clarification. Effectively, when we're asking to increase or decrease parking, green space, recreational opportunities, it's not what we currently have, it's what the plan is suggesting, asked Desroches. Public Works Director Andrea Betty nodded in agreement, and that changed several views from the committee members who had entered into the evening thinking they would be asked to provide direction on what was currently at the dock. As the town dock project was estimated to cost just under $1.5 million over the next several years, and upward of $8 million with full completion between 10 to 15 years from now, it was a choice that committee of the whole members expressed wanting to get right for the community's sake. I think it's important and incumbent upon us to give some guidance, and I use that term purposely, to the new Technical Advisory Committee, said Sao Jeff Lees. At the end of the day, this is a very important project and I think that TAC deserves some guidance and a little bit of parameters that they can work within, and understand what their focus is and what their focus ought to be over the coming months as they embark on this journey, Lees added. Given the new perspective, council voted in near unison to direct staff to keep the amount of parking the same, to increase the amount of green space and to keep the recreational opportunities the same. There were some adjustments in the selection process. Both Deputy Mayor Dan LaRose and Count Doug LaRue expressed concern that a decision made by the committee of the whole members on the night could take away from the TAC before they could meet in their own committee. LaRose also shared concerns regarding proposed parking, while LaRue offered to have the triangular concrete island at the dock entrance removed from the project to make way for better options on traffic. As LaRue's offer fell outside the scope of the town dock project, the committee voted to have his suggestion added into the greater picture. Additionally, Mayor Doug Rawson asked to have the statue of Kichikawana and adjacent CNR Park added to the project, with potential options for relocation in that area as well. With the amended motion voted as approved, audience members applauded the decision. The direction, as well as input provided by members of the committee of the whole and audience members in attendance, were to be taken by staff, project consultants, and the TAC for guidance going forward. The town dock project update from the special committee of the whole, including slideshow presentation of historical data and financial picture, can be located in the council agenda page of the Town of Penetanguishene website. Information on the Town Dock Secondary Plan and Master Plan Survey can be found on the Connect Penetanguishene website. Meetings of Penetanguishene Council are held on the second Wednesday of each month, and can be watched live on Rogers TV Cable 53, or on the Rogers TV website. Archives of council meetings are located on the Town of Penetanguishene YouTube channel.